Oh, it's a fiery discussion. I'm loving it. It's the news, according to me. Shabbat shalom. It is Friday, September 5th, 7:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is early, finally. Finally got a chance to do an early show. Well, fairly early. It's not super early. My normal time is kind of my normal early time. I have my trusty little dog here beside me. Hopefully he will. He's kind of looking intently at something. I don't know if there serves a cat over there or whatever is going on. So, okay, he's relaxed. Yeah, he just rolled over and relaxed. Relaxed into his little cushiony cushion. Good morning, folks. It is Friday morning, September 5th, 1982. It's 2025. In case you didn't know. Trying to fake out the people with big hair there the first second. We still have hair, I guess. It's kind of funny. Most of us who celebrated big hair had big hair back then. We had to make the most of it because we don't have much of it left. So I can only speak for myself. We have, I can speak for somebody else, but I won't. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. Just a guy with a bunch of opinions. And that's what I share. I talk about the news and I tell you my opinion about the news. Then you can tell me what your opinion about my opinion is. And you can do that by calling 812-379-8778. Leave a message or you can text the show with questions or comments or things that you'd like to hear me talk about. Or just don't. If you don't have a phone, if you just carry around a computer to talk to people, you can go to google.com/voice, type that number in, 812-379-8778. Type that number in and you can leave a text message or a voicemail, either way, if you have a microphone on your computer. And then you can do all that. Yeah, he's just kind of laid down there like he's going to just relax for a while. He knows that when I start talking, there's no stopping that. He just kind of gives up and gives in. He's starting to learn. He's showing signs of maturing now. I can go out in the yard and run around. He pretty much hangs around with me. If I tell him not to chase something, he pretty much does. On the squirrels, he still goes after, tries to get up the tree, but he's starting to mature rather nicely. Took him out to get a pup cup last night. Him and his older brother, 14-year-old dog. He behaves very well when he knows there's a pup cup involved. And, of course, all the people there just love looking at him. He's just a fine-looking dog. people just tend to like him. And he behaves so well. They're always, when he's around people like that, they all say, oh, he's just be so well behaved. Yeah, well, just seen him this morning. Sometimes he just likes to sit there and bark at his older brother. Just sits there and barks, 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 tries to get a rise out of him. He has his moments, challenging moments. He's coming around, getting his maturing a little bit. Figuring out the routine, which is... good, because we need some routine around here. We have a few things to talk about. One of the fiery discussions that happened here a couple days ago. I tell you what, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm starting to like this guy more and more every day. I probably don't have much. Politically, there's probably some things we would totally disagree on, I would think. But this guy, he knows, he's seen, he grew up in this whole thing. He's seen how the sausage is made. He knows what's going on behind the scenes. He knows what's happening here. He's not screwing around. And You know, he's not, yeah, he's kind of a Bill Clinton type guy in terms of, you know, his past. But when it comes to this, to just telling the truth and the way things are, he's pretty solid on this stuff. And he calls things out, especially Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, two frauds, two of the biggest frauds in the Senate, in my opinion. There are some others, and there's some Republicans that are frauds. I'm not saying there's just only Democrats, but as far as the size of the fraud, the fraudation level, I'm not sure for sure if fraudation is a word, but I'm using it. It's a word now. We have a lot of corruption going on, and Bernie Sanders finally kind of admits to it as he's trying to call RFK Jr. out on it. And the way Bernie Sanders does it is very. We're gonna play the audio because it is. It's about 6 minutes long. We're gonna go through the whole thing because it is worth listening to see how they. He just cuts right through the crap, and I. And he doesn't let him get well. I have to take a pause. If this guy had a voice that was easy to listen to, if he was able to communicate better, he would probably have been the president by now. He has a hard time, you know, it's easy to walk all over somebody when they have a hard time speaking. He doesn't let that stop him. He speaks right through it, which I have a great deal of respect for. There's another senator, I think it's a senator or congressperson she's kind of a wishy-washy purple representative. And she got strangled or something. Something happened to her in her youth. And she has a voice problem. She can't talk very well. She has a hard time talking because she's got some kind of I don't know what it's called. It's not really an aroma. It's something else. It's something in her throat, and I've got something in my throat. I think they call it a frog. Anyway, I have something in my throat. It's probably chai. But by the way, I've got chai in my cup with Almond Joy Creamer, and I have in my backup cup. Which is probably more of a primary cup, which is, it's awesome kind of take a sip of chai, take a sip of sweet peach tea, homemade sweet peach tea afterwards. To kind of, it just kind of has this very, satisfying kind of, mouth tasting experience thing, the one on there. It's pretty cool. But anyway, the fire exchange was going on, and it was interesting to see and hear. And we're gonna go through it most of it because it's just it's worth listening to the way Kennedy just doesn't back down from this stuff, and the vocal issue I think is something that I think has slowed him down somewhat. Made him it's off putting. I'm not going to mince words about it. It shouldn't be, but it is. That's just the way it is. You can't get around that. It takes a while to get over it. It takes a while to kind of get past it. I'm not trying to dwell on this for long, but it is hard to listen to, and it's. However, it's the information that he has is you kind of get past. Once you get past that, it's you understand where this guy's coming from, and I think he has the respect of the president, which is hard to do with Trump. You don't, I think he He even has gotten Trump to the point where now where he's made some tweets where he's talking about the Operation Warp Speed. Let's face it. Okay, the operation itself, Operation Warp Speed, was incredible. And Bobby and RF Kennedy Jr. thinks that there should be, that Trump should have a Nobel Peace Prize for getting Operation Warp Speed in place. Now, Donald Trump was not in a lab making the vaccine. He assumed the vaccine was being done properly and got things done and cut through all the red tape and got it done because it needed to be done. When in fact the Democrats tried to take credit for it. We brought the vaccine out. So we did that. Well, you didn't do that. You mandated it. You didn't do anything to speed it up. Biden was acting like he invented it. But then, and of course, don't forget, Kamala Harris said, if Donald Trump tells me to take that vaccine, I'm not going to take it. Oh. Same vaccine. Same vaccine. You won't take it if Donald Trump tells you to take it, but you'll take it if Donald Trump doesn't tell you to take it. If somebody else tells you to take it, you'll take it. Same vaccine. In fact, you'll mandate it and tell people they have to lose their job over it. And then you're going to tell parents that their six-month-old child has to have it. But why do we have to have so many people getting vaccinated with this thing? It's not really a vaccine, first of all. My understanding is now kids get 72, by the time they're 24 months old, they get 72 vaccines. Is that true? I'm hearing that from a lot of different sources, and it's mind-boggling. I didn't know there were 72 different diseases. How ridiculous. I got to imagine a lot of them are combined. They probably don't get that many shots. But they get, this one shot will give you seven different, things or whatever. Or 10 or 12 or 15 or whatever it is they're doing. Of course, this mRNA thing is, do some digging on that. You don't have to dig very far. You'll find out that it actually is a DNA-altering drug. That's what it is. Robert Malone, who invented mRNA technology, is given the credit for the invention. He didn't invent the vaccine. He invented mRNA technology. It was for the cancer. It was originally for cancer research. It wasn't designed to be used for vaccinations. That was something else that somebody else did. Of course, Robert Malone, during this whole thing, he got vaccinated. But then, of course, after he started, the more he dug into what they were doing with it, he started realizing they were using. You have to listen to him talk about it, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist. And neither is he. But he, educated himself on the whole process and discovered that what they were doing with it was not that not what it was ever intended to be used for, and it really didn't do what they were claiming. That's why they had to change the definition of a vaccine. It was more of a therapeutic, and even in that respect, it did not necessarily, it wasn't implemented properly. They've learned a whole lot of things. When you talk about, a friend of mine, he went on a ventilator. My nephew went on a ventilator, but another friend of mine went on a ventilator. Everybody that I know went on a ventilator died. There's one person I know that I don't know, I didn't know personally, who was on a ventilator for quite some time and ended up coming out of it. He actually survived, and they discovered that he actually had, I think it was leukemia, had some kind of a cancer. I believe he had leukemia. prior to this. They didn't know he had it until he went through. You know, so he was compromised. They didn't realize he was compromised. An underlying condition that caused him to be more susceptible to the disease, to the virus. And so that was why. But then he survived through the whole ventilator thing. And only to wake up and find out that he's got something else he has to fight the rest of his life. But I four people that I know personally who went on ventilator and didn't make it. Now we're discovering that was the opposite thing to do. And of course, there were people that were experts at the time saying, ventilator is not the way to get through this. This is, you know, in most cases, you're gonna end up killing the person. It's gonna exacerbate the problem, the symptom of the disease, what's happening here, and it's gonna make it worse. And of course, it did. I think it was 95% of the case. Very, very rare for people to get off a ventilator and survive. There's a big difference between celebrating someone or extolling the someone's ability to cut through the red tape, get something done, and actually the people who did it, who are doing the done, who done the did. You know, they might have been creating poison. Donald Trump didn't know what they were doing. All he knew was that it needed to get done. He provided the avenue. He made, you know, Operation Warp Speed thing. And he did that. He accomplished it. He got it across the goal line. The problem was what he got across the goal line wasn't the football he thought he was carrying. It was something else. And he was so proud of himself in that accomplishment that he couldn't see what was actually being done behind his back. Of course, we had Fauci and everybody else that was undermining everything he was doing. He couldn't see that either because he thought he was able to work with these people and thought he was getting something done. He was focused on getting people vaccinated and when people, you know, didn't want body bags piling up in the streets. So this brings us to this situation. And of course, this whole thing, this is about 6 minutes worth of this confrontation. I think that the whole discussion with the whole thing with Kennedy before Congress, before the Senate, I think it was a Senate commission. I think it was a Senate commission. And it was a little over 2 hours long, I think. But this is 6 minutes of the fiery thing between Warren and Bernie Sanders. And it's interesting to see how aggravated they were. He does a good job of sticking up for himself. Let's just listen in here to what he has to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So last November, while you were under consideration to become Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mr. Kennedy, you said, quote, if vaccines are working for somebody, I'm not going to take them away. No exceptions, no ifs, ands, or buts. You would not take away vaccines from anyone who wants
them. Okay. He's not going to take vaccines away from anybody who wants them. Bernie Sanders is looking at him very intently over the top of his glasses, surprisingly. Because, you know, that's not something he normally does. Just letting her look like a dog that wants to pounce.
Wanted them.
Keep in mind, this is all political theater. This is Elizabeth Warren trying to get her little 2 cents worth in so that she can, you know, look how tough I am on RFK Jr.
Last week, you announced that the COVID-19 vaccine is no longer approved for healthy people under the age.
By the way, she didn't, I don't think that she said it was, he said it was no longer approved. Now, he's not the one who unapproved it. They looked into the data. Let's just go back to this.
Is no longer approved for healthy people under the age of 65. In announcing the change, you said the vaccine will be available for anyone who wants it.
Now, what he said was recommended.
Both things cannot be true at the same moment. So let's clear this up right now, Secretary Kennedy. Will you tell America that all adults and all children over 6 months of age are eligible to get a COVID booster at their local pharmacy today?
Anybody can get the booster.
I'm sorry?
Anybody can get it, Senator.
Anybody. So you're saying that is now the official rule of HHS. Anybody is eligible to get a booster by just walking into the pharmacy.
It's not recommended for healthy people.
No. If you don't recommend, then the consequence of that in many states is that you can't walk into a pharmacy and get one.
Here's where, all of a sudden the term is recommend. She said it wasn't approved. She already twisted the truth here. All the CDC was saying is it's not recommended for healthy people under 65. It never should have been given to six-month-old kids. I'm sorry. Now, if that kid is maybe in the hospital, compromised, had birth defects, whatever's going on, that's one thing. She's saying you can't just walk into a pharmacy and get it. In some states won't allow it. Some states will. You can just go to another state. Now, if you get a doctor prescription for it, they will give it to you. But just walking in and getting it, no, you can't, not in all states, you can't just walk in and get it anymore if you're under 65. It all depends on the states. It's called states' rights. It's more important than her federal mandate. She's acting like she's got this passion for people to want to get, if you want to get this vaccine, you need to be able to get it. Who cares what the CDC says? It's not RFK Jr. saying, this is under his direction the CDC has come to this conclusion because they went back and looked at the data. They're trying to keep the political crap out of it. And by the way, the political crap, by that I mean all the money that all these companies are making behind the scenes that is getting funneled back into certain people's campaigns. Now, this comes up in the Bernie Sanders talk. We'll get into that a little bit later, but this is it's interesting how all this comes together. You start connecting the dots. Why is she so passionate about people getting this vaccine? I wonder how much she actually makes on every vaccine that gets pushed into somebody's.
It means insurance companies don't have to cover the $200 or so cost. As Senator Dr. Cassidy said, you are effective.
Insurance companies always have the right to deny claims or do what. It's not just on vaccines or not just on one thing or another. They insurance companies, don't even get started. All of a sudden, Elizabeth Warren, she's also concerned about these insurance companies not
denying people vaccines.
We're not going to recommend a product for which there's no clinical data for that indication. Is that what I should be doing?
Exactly. She's not going to recommend a product that there's no clinical data for that indication. This is where the crux of the issue is. There's no clinical data that proves anything on this for healthy people under 65. And they can't they're not recommending. It's not unapproved. They didn't unapprove it like she tried to say at the beginning, which is she was trying to get a soundbite there. They're not recommending it. And she expects him to just push it anyway.
You should be doing is honoring your promise that you made when you were.
You made a promise. You promised us that you wouldn't take any vaccines away. What if we find out that a vaccine is poisonous? What if we find out that it's a you can't take it away now because you promised. You promised.
Looking to get confirmed in this job.
You're going like this.
And that is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines.
He didn't take away any vaccines, Elizabeth Pocahontas. He didn't do that, by the way. You didn't take away anything from any of the indigenous tribes here, did you? No.
Scenes from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
Well, first of all, it's not a vaccine, but that's it, yeah.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
Most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free, period.
Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for
free. The question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise,
Mr.
Kennedy.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
He never promised he was going to recommend products for which there was no indication. That is the problem right there. If there's a recommendation for a vaccine, if they can prove the data, then he will not take it away. He's not taking it away anyway. This is a moot point on her part. She's trying to make a point here on something that's not a point. He's trying to clarify with her that, look, what you're saying is not true, first of all. You're trying to overstretch this point and then bring it back to this promise that I made when I got confirmed. I guarantee you, if I tell you I'm not going to do, and then I find out that not doing that is going to harm people. Oh, well, we need to reexamine this. We were wrong here. I know I made a promise on this, but I've got a promise to, you know, my first job, my first occupation here is to protect people from something.
You said,
and I know you've taken $85,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying? You said,
and I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies.
I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies. He likes to throw that in there. Well, interesting that he's done some research on this lady who's obviously, he just doesn't even want to be. You can tell he doesn't want to be there. You can tell he knows this game. He knows what's going to happen. He knows he's going to have to confront this lady on some things. And of course, this is what he does. And of course, now you see people behind him. They're just kind of like, their eyes are wide open. They're going like, oh my goodness, this is getting out of hand.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying?
Did you hold up a big sign to say you were lying?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, Elizabeth. That's what I did. Because you've never lied to the American people at all, have you? No. No. Shall we go over the list of... She just lied at the very beginning of this whole thing.
When you said that, because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator...
I'm not taking them away.
He didn't take it away. That's... She's changing the definition of taking something away, I guess.
Secretary, you
want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking...
You said you wouldn't, and now you did.
This is a moot point. Of course, now Bernie Sanders is sitting there going, how's this going? How's this going to work? I got to get him... Getting on something else here.
Taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way they could last month and get.
They can't walk into the pharmacy the way they did last month. She is an absolute jewel, isn't she? Just a wonderful person. Just all she cares about is whether or not we can get a vaccine. She just cares about people so much.
Access.
It depends on the states.
A year ago,
but they can still get it. Everybody can get it.
Ago, it
everybody can get it, Senator.
So look, let's move on. You clearly are taking away vaccines. I've seen a list for what's coming up next, and that is the agenda for the next CDC vaccine panel. And first up is ratifying your COVID actions. Second is hepatitis B is on the agenda. So should Americans expect you to take away hepatitis vaccine access as well, even though you promised not to?
As I said, I'm not taking vaccines away from anybody.
Okay, same answer, right? You're just going to deny that when people can't get access,
well,
that
you have to
not
let him talk.
It away,
this is, all this is a giant attack. And he, of course, it's just Kennedy sitting there like, you're such an idiot. So how do you argue with idiots like this? She has one track and she's going to stay on it, regardless of what you say. She's not willing to listen to anything else. She's got her. She has her agenda. And that's all there is to it. And of course, what's interesting, I'm looking here at this. There's a wider shot here. There's almost nobody else in this on this panel. There's Warren and Sanders. I don't know who's sitting beside Sanders because they won't allow that shot to go that wide. But even when they zoom in on them, they're still not showing them who's on the right side of Sanders there. And then there's like 5-6 empty seats to Warren's left. And then two people, one guy explaining to somebody else what's going on, and then there's nobody else around.
Ask you, is that the same game you're going to play with
me? You want me to recommend every product in the world without any clinical trial data?
Through on your promises.
Yeah, my promise was to give.
A month ago, we could get COVID.
He's actually started to smile. He's like, "You're an idiot." That's what he's saying. He's smiling at her like, of course, she's freaking out even more. She's like bouncing in her chair now. She's like getting so
riled up. Vaccines by just walking.
You can still get COVID vaccines, Senator.
You are taking that away.
No, you
this
are
goes
so
on for
you can
how many minutes?
COVID
he's been explaining how to.
For them and Medicaid
you
will
tell
still
the head
them.
Of the CDC
Medicaid will still pay for
that
it.
If she refused to sign off on your changes to the childhood vaccine schedule, that she had to resign.
No, I told her that she had to resign because I asked her, are you a trustworthy person? And she said no. So
what?
If you had an employee who told you they weren't trustworthy, would you ask them to resign, Senator?
So I'm sorry, but this is not what she has said publicly.
Of course she wouldn't say it publicly. You weren't there, Elizabeth, in the conversation. See, here's the problem. She had a political agenda. She didn't like RFK Jr. He asked her a question. She gave him a straight answer. Well, then you're gone. And by the way, it's his right to fire anybody he wants to in that department. That's just the way it is. And they always say, well, you can only do it with cause. Okay, it's cause I... Just because I say so. That's why you're fired. That's cause. It's kind of like a parent. Right? So when the child asks, why do I have to do that? Because I said so. That's why. Why am I fired? Because I said so. Because I said you're fired. That's why you're fired. There you go. That's the cause. Can't fire you for anything else, but that's the cause. All it takes is a policy disagreement. A policy disagreement. That's cause. I'm not a lawyer. That's what it says, very plainly. The president can fire anybody for cause, and it can be a policy disagreement. Same thing with RFK Jr. Anything like that. You disagree with the policy, and you're not going to go along with it, well, then we can fire you. You can't be trusted.
Well, I'm not surprised about that.
So you're saying she's lying?
Yep.
Yes. Every conversation I had with her, there were witnesses.
And let me get this straight. This is the same person that less than a month earlier, you stood next to her.
Yeah,
and
well,
described
she was deceptive.
As unimpeachable, and you had full confidence in her, and that you had full confidence in her scientific credentials. And
that's a whole different thing.
A liar?
Yeah,
because people can be political behind this. You can look at somebody's credentials and their past work, and yet they still have an agenda. They have a political bias, and you can't see that on their resume. It's just you can't see that.
You should ask her what changed. And by the way, a month ago you were voting against her.
Yeah,
because you thought
she was voting against her, and now all of a sudden she's standing up for her.
She was either incompetent, ineligible, or unsuited to the task.
I voted against her because I was afraid she was going to bend the knee to you and Donald Trump, and it looks like she did.
And here it is. This is the crux of everything right here. I thought she was going to go along with Donald Trump, so I had to vote against her because I thought she liked Trump. Now I find out she doesn't like Trump. Now I like her. Everything revolves around Trump in their head. It is a derangement syndrome. It is an issue in their brain. It's not whether the person was qualified and whether the person was going to do a good job. That had nothing to do with it. It was, I thought it was a Trump person, so that I had to vote no. That's how that works. It's always worked how it works. When I find out that they were pushing back against Trump, now I like them. I like them because they're pushing back. Because we must resist Trump. It's all about Trump. Trump. I think she goes to bed at night, probably just gnashing her teeth, drooling out the side of her mouth, saying, Trump. That's probably all she does.
Bend the knee, so you fired her. Look, you are putting America's babies' health at risk, America's seniors' health at risk, all Americans' health at risk, and you should resign.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Brian Kilmeade. Well,
there you go. That was courtesy of Fox News, by the way, in case you couldn't tell her at the end. We have to see this thing here with Sanders. see what we get here. I think this is it right here. How long is that? That's probably too long. Find a shorter one. This is probably a good one here. We'll see what happens here.
Just want to pick up on Senator Warren's point.
Pick up on what?
Are you telling us? The former head of CDC went to you. You asked her, "Are you a trustworthy person?" And she said, "No, I am not a trustworthy person."
She didn't say, "No, I'm not a trustworthy person." She said, "No."
I'm sorry. He wanted to just directly quote, and so that's what he gave him. This is a sign of someone being honest, actually. He didn't put words in her mouth. He's telling you what she said. Because when Sanders tried to, she said, no, she's not a trustworthy person. No, she said no. You know who I believe here? I believe Kennedy in this situation. Bernie Sanders is a fraud, first of all. He is an establishment Democrat who's trying to ride the coattails of the socialist agenda, thinking it's going to make... He's a communist. He believes in communism, first of all. Democratic socialism, whatever you want to call it, is still communism. They want to seize the means of production. That's what they want to do. They want government to take over everything. And they consider that the people's choice. It's not the people. The people aren't, by the way, folks, people, these representatives we are electing don't represent us anymore, by the way. Most of them just go to Congress and they have their agenda. And it's all about them. How does Ilhan Omar, just a side note here, how does Ilhan Omar, who comes here as a refugee from Somalia, who ends up in Congress, is now estimated to be worth possibly $30 million. Just asking the questions. I'm just asking questions. How does that happen? Now she says, I'm not worth $30 million. Well, those people around you that have you funneled money off to. I'm not sure exactly if she's still, I don't think she's still married to her brother. I think she's married to, this tells you all you need to know about this person. She married her brother in order to get him in the country. Her current husband, I don't know, much about it. She always has the finest of clothing. Her little, and depending on what kind of situation she's in, she has a different kind of hijab every time depending on what she's doing. Okay, let's go on here.
No, one second. And you're also repeating now that she is a liar, correct? What she wrote in the Wall Street Journal.
If she wrote that I fired her because she refused to sign on in advance for the ASIP committee, no, that's not accurate.
All right, you're calling her a liar, and I look forward to her coming before the HELP committee, maybe this committee as well. All right, Mr. Secretary, I've got a bunch of questions. Appreciate brevity in answering it. So-called...
Bernie, you might want to have that cough looked at. Talking about health here. You don't sound very healthy.
Beautiful bill. Threw 15 million Americans off of healthcare, substantially raised premiums, and is going to have a terrible impact on nursing homes, community health centers, rural hospitals all over America.
Based on what information that you have? What information do you have there? Is this the BFV or whatever it is? Is this, Bernie, you don't know this. This is a straw man thing. This is a, you can call it a straw man. I call it a straw budget. There's no, it's potentially going to take 15 million people off of their insurance. Not necessarily. Look at what Obamacare did. Those of you who weren't around before Obamacare, many people in this audience, I'm sure that are listening to me right now, probably did not pay their own health insurance or have even you know, they were probably teenagers, didn't have to think about health insurance at all until it was it 2020. When was that? When did they put that into place? 2014. Obamacare came out 2013, 2014. It was right around there, so I don't know when it was. Affordable Care Act. Maybe if I had access to the internet, some kind of worldwide web of information, I could figure it out. I don't want to do that. Let's just do over here. No, I don't want to do that either. Here we go. This might work. I don't know. Well, let's look it up. Affordable Care Act. See, there's a Wikipedia on it. We can find out exactly when it is. Lively HSA enrollment. That's not what I want. Here we go. This is Affordable Care Act, Wikipedia. 2010. I was thinking this was before. Was it in Obama's second term? I was thinking it was the second half of his last term, but it was the second half of his first term. Healthcare and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, it was 2010. I thought it was 2014 after the midterms, but apparently it was 2010. So they got that through. Anyway, everything there indicates was 2010. All right, so it didn't do what they said it was going to do. They made all these promises about it. Of course, it wasn't what they said it was going to be. And that was, I think, probably part of the biggest fraud again on the American people. And then what they admitted to is that they didn't really believe that it would do what they said it was going to do. They thought it was a means to get them to a single payer situation. In other words, they want the government to take over everything. And what the idea that there was the same the way that the progressives have always done this. They present something that causes a problem. It doesn't look like a problem. They say it's a solution. Oh, we're going to do this for the American people. Oh, look at what we're doing here. We're doing something. And then all of a sudden things fall apart. Well now look at how terrible these things are. This is terrible. Oh, this is terrible. They blame it on somebody else. This is their MO all the time. This is the way they do things all the time. Standard operating procedure. It's their SOP. They push some kind of legislation through and knowing what's happening. And then they knew this during the whole Affordable Care Act thing. First of all, they came up with this thing that was going to cost X amount of dollars. It's going to cost $7 billion, whatever it was. Well, we just knew we had to have a large number. We didn't know what the number actually was. Nobody ever sat down with a pencil and figured out anything. We just needed to have a large number, so we just threw it out there. They didn't know what the dollar amount was going to be. Would they spend $1 billion on a website that didn't crash? Just ridiculous stuff like that. Just $100 million or whatever it was for a website that crashed. Then the thing rolls out, and what they meant for it to do was to look all well and good. We're going to celebrate it like it's this great thing. And then in time, in 6 months to a year, or by theoretically, they always want to wait till it's the next election cycle. So there's another crisis. And they can blame it on somebody else. Well, the big healthcare companies, the big health insurance companies now have taken advantage of what's going on. They're raising their rates. Healthcare insurance premiums skyrocketed after the Affordable Health Care Act went into effect. Had the opposite effect, which is typical. Much like the Patriot Act. It was patriotic. So this whole thing happened. Well, they were going to come out with another solution. The solution to fix all this is single payer. We need to take the health insurance companies out of this whole thing. Just go to single payer. Have the government take it over. Just pay the government for your health insurance. And we'll take care of the rest. That's what they were going to do. There were people afterwards that said that was their plan. Their plan was, you know, Obamacare was never the end. That was a means to an end. This whole thing was meant to design and to get us to single payer. They've been caught on video saying these kinds of things. This is what they do all the time. Their strategy is to put one thing in place, celebrate it, act like it's the way to fix everything, when it's a means to an end. It's a stepping stone. It's something that will cause a dilemma later on. I don't know if you remember, there was a day in our country, and it didn't have to change. This didn't have to change. When I got my finger stuck in a door, car door, at church on a Sunday, my dad took me down to the local doctor. He just called the local doctor. The doctor came in to the office on a Sunday afternoon, put stitches in my finger, charged him about $12. My dad just paid cash out of his pocket. Now, granted, back then $12 was more like $120 now. Maybe more, maybe $200, whatever it was. I mean, you can fill up your tank. A tank of gas costs you $3. Or four, maybe it was $5. $4 or $5. Fill up your whole tank of gas. This is back in 1964, 65, probably 60, somewhere around there. Yeah. And that's the kind of world we lived in. That didn't have to change. Now, all of a sudden, as soon as the insurance company started stepping in and paying for it, well, everybody just put, you know, they just got insurance, and all of a sudden the prices started rising to the max amount that the insurance would allow. What's amazing is if you go to the medical supplier and you say, I don't have a health insurance, what can I pay? They will charge you a lot less. In some cases, not everything, not all the time. There are multiple stories out there where people say, well, this would be less than my copay would have been if I'd had insurance. That's how ridiculous it is. Most of this is because of the Affordable Care Act. But I digress. Let's go back to Bernie here and his little confrontation with RFK Jr.
Very briefly, is that really making America healthy again?
it's going to have it. It's going to be the biggest infusion of federal dollars into rural health care in American history.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're cutting $150 billion for rural hospitals. You're putting $50 billion back. That's not an infusion. That's a loss of $100 billion. All right, next question.
Bernie, I'm not sure you're getting it. The money's still there. It's a redistribution. Bernie doesn't understand finances. You know, I'd be surprised if this guy's died broke, financially just ruined. Doesn't understand what he's doing with the money. He's made millions of dollars now. And he's worth millions. We'll see.
President Trump, who I don't usually agree with, called COVID vaccines, quote, one of the greatest miracles in the history of modern day medicine that saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. Scientific.
Well, see, here it did not. Here's the thing, though. Everybody's saying, well, because of the vaccine, we got through the pandemic a lot quicker and blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily. What saved us from the pandemic was a strain, what do they call it? It didn't morph into something else. What do they call it when the different strain. Can't remember what the name of it was now. It's been so long. I've totally just whatever it was. The one strain that came out that everybody was getting that Bill Gates was so you know, sadly, it looks like the virus is now inoculating itself, because it came out with a strain that was so much less in terms of its effect, you know, its effectiveness to harm people, that it was essentially spreading like crazy and kind of itself inoculating everybody. And again, I will repeat, the vaccine was never as effective as actually having the virus itself. Any epidemiologist will tell you, and you can look this up all day long. I'm not one, but I can sure find, I could find, nobody's willing to speak up during this time either, by the way, because they knew they'd be ostracized and cast out and whatever else. The scarlet letter would be upon them. The fact that if you catch a disease and your body fights it off, then you are immune to it. This is, you know, known throughout the ages and is probably one of the best inoculations known to man. And yet, for some reason, there are people who to this day will tell you that the vaccine was more effective than actually getting it itself. When in fact it was not. So, here we go. Let's continue.
Community agrees with Trump. Lancet study found that it prevented almost 20 million deaths during their first year of use.
Yeah, that's all estimates.
Secretary Kennedy, are President Trump and the medical community right, or do you still believe that the COVID vaccine...
Let me give you a little clue here. Whenever they give you numbers like 20 million, 40 million, 30 million people were saved. They don't know how many people. It's an estimate. They can't tell you that 17.5 million, that's a little bit different. Well, now we're getting down to maybe they know exactly how many people were saved. When they just throw out, especially rounded off to tens, this is a thrown out number. It's estimated. This is not based on any clinical information whatsoever. I don't know if Kennedy's going to challenge him on that or not, but let's find out together.
Was, quote, the deadliest vaccine ever made.
No, first of all, I didn't say that. Oh, I said that in terms of affairs reports a while ago. I said today, I think that President Trump should get the Nobel Prize.
So who's right? Is Trump in the medical community right, or are you right?
Yes.
President Trump did an extraordinary piece of leadership.
Is he right or wrong?
this is what Kennedy's getting. He's getting exactly at my point. Trump exhibited an exemplary form of leadership getting warp speed done. Period. And that's what Kennedy's getting at here. That's why he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. The people who made the vaccine, however, the football he got across the goal line was not made out of pigskin. That's what he's getting at.
Did COVID save millions of lives?
As I said, he got Americans back to work.
Did he just say, did COVID save that?
Is he right or wrong? Did COVID save millions of lives?
Did COVID save millions of lives? What kind of question is that? Did COVID save millions of lives? I think we know what he's trying to say here, but that's not the question he's asking. No, COVID didn't save millions of lives. Kennedy looking at him like, what kind of question? What did you just ask me?
As I said, he got Americans back to work. At that time, that particular vaccine was perfectly matched to the virus that was circulating then. And I have no idea how many lives it saved, but it saved quite a few.
You know, what I find a little bit weird in this discussion, I'm hearing it over and over again this morning, Mr. Chairman, is we've got the entire medical community on one side. You got the AMA representing hundreds of thousands of doctors, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Public Health Association. All of these organizations are telling us that COVID vaccine and vaccines in general are safe and effective. You are casting doubt on that. Who are your scientific, who are the organizations that are agreeing with you?
Well, Bernie, let's ask this question. Where's the data from all these organizations that are saying it's safe and effective? Where's their data? Why don't you call them in front of you and ask the same questions? Because there's plenty of data out there of people who have been harmed. And what he was, if you happen to catch what Robert F. Kennedy was mentioned there was the VAERS reports, which were actually suppressed. VAERS are the vaccine injured individuals. The bad side effects from the vaccine was filed through what's something called the VAERS program. They seem to mention that. Nobody wants to talk about that. And it actually was the process was actually skewed during the whole thing. There were doctors who now have said that they've tried to fill out VAERS reports throughout the whole thing, and they wouldn't be accepted. They wouldn't accept them. There are thousands of doctors who have come forward now since then that have said that. It's all verifiable. It's all documented.
And casting aspersions on vaccines.
Casting aspersions on vaccines.
The primary advisors are Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Oz, Vinay Prasad.
So you got a few doctors who agree with you, but I'm giving you the
name. Not a few doctors. What you're talking about, there's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment.
Oh, this is a huge statement that he made. There's a big difference between established science and the scientific establishment. That sounds like a bumper sticker statement right there, but it is actually extremely, it should be on every t-shirt. It's established science and the scientific establishment. Big difference. We see this in all kinds of things. And the first one that pops to mind is global warming, climate change. First it was global cooling, then it was global warming, now it's climate change. Every weather event, every major weather event now is blamed on climate change. Man-made climate change. It's all man-made. Carbon. But this little statement he makes here is this is a tremendous thing he just said. Because it's very true. There is a huge difference here between the two. It's something that Bernie doesn't want to talk about.
which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical industry.
So you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted and that they should not trust their doctors.
And I'm
the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American, and by the way.
Right. Right. RFK Jr. here again. He's looking around. He looks to somebody to his left and he's smiling and he's like, what is wrong with these people? He just flipped out. He's jumping off a cliff here. I think Kennedy actually likes to just get on their nerves. He knows when he's striking a nerve and that gets them to start freaking out about something and making these crazy, ridiculous statements, most of which they have contradicted themselves in their own life, in their own time. This is Bernie Sanders has made comments, disparaging comments about all kinds of things. Of course, now Kennedy, he knows. Kennedy's a pretty sharp guy. He knows what's going on here. And what gets me is Bernie Sanders himself knows he's lying. He's making, this is all political theater to him. It's to make it look like he's really, I'm cracking down on this guy. I'm getting him.
Wait, just for the record, every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman.
I don't mean to be political here. That's all he's about. This is a guy who grew up on his parents' sofa till he got elected into office. He was like 36 or 38 years old, living with his parents, sleeping on a sofa.
Receive PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
Yep.
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the flu.
Everybody but you, Senator. But you know what? When you ran for president, you know, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. Maybe you will agree with me on that.
Then why are you a part of it, Bernie? Why do you accept it?
We have a corrupt campaign finance service. Maybe you agree with me on that.
Okay, you were voted for president. You got a billionaire behind it. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt, President Trump got...
What is he saying here? You received $300 million for what? For people, what? Like what? What did he just say there? I'm not even going to replay it.
$3 million. Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry. Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you?
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking
about. this is he's looking at him. He's rolling his eyes back. And he's sitting there looking at him like...
I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying? This is kind of like saying... Did COVID save millions of lives? What are you asking? Just take a breath there, Bernie, and ask a lucid question. How's that? Why don't you do that?
You do what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The issue is every time anyone disagrees with you.
Are you saying the pharmaceutical industry was supporting my presidential campaign?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the pharmaceutical industry is a greedy institution which is charging us the highest prices in the world. They are pervasive. But
are you saying they're corrupt, Bernie? Are you a corrupt? Am I saying they're corrupt? Because they want money?
Suggest that every institution, the AMA, the pediatrics people, is corrupt because they disagree with you.
No, they're corrupt because they knew they had to toe the party line or they would lose their funding. That's what was going on there, Bernie. There was crony capitalism going on here. It wasn't even capitalism. It was just outright bullying by the government under the Biden administration. That's what was happening. Bernie, the heads of the AMA and all these other, not everybody in the AMA went along with what was going on. They just knew they had to do it. The heads of the organization knew they had to do it because otherwise they would lose their funding. They would be ostracized. They would be.
Is it insult?
It's not. Listen, people disagree with me all the time. I have arguments in my agency, heated arguments every day with Jay Bhattacharya, with Marty McCary, with Dr. Oz.
You have given the names of a few people. I have given you the names of organizations representing hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists. I yield, Mr. President.
There we go. Now I'm getting figured.
Yeah. Well, folks, this show has gone over an hour. I think I've made my point. I have no point. It's just my opinion. The folks, as we go into the weekend, I hope you can recognize, especially tomorrow being Saturday and Sunday, I hope your weekend is one filled with peace. We're going to we have our church is actually meeting tonight, so I get to actually attend for a change. And then tomorrow we get to go to a wedding. But, in the meantime, I'm just going to be kind of playing around. Got some work to do on my boat, do some stuff like that. Of course, there's always yard work. But, yeah. Folks, call the show, 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think. And I'll continue on here, folks. God bless. Have a great rest of your day. And well, I hope all goes well with your evening and with your weekend. I'll be back on Monday. That's the plan. I will be back Monday morning, hopefully, Lord willing, and the creek will rise. See ya!